Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We now have Glenn on the line. We appreciate his time. Glenn Taylor is with us, like all our guests, on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir. I want to try to be as precise as possible. When we're talking about the March 27th deadline, Glenn, what exactly did Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez need to show you, and what didn't they show you compared to the requirements that you believe were set in the contract?
So back in December, they had to notify us if they wanted to complete the deal. They said at that time they sent us a formal letter from their attorney saying that they wanted to complete the deal. And I think they picked February 28th as the date that they wanted the closing on. That was acceptable. All that was acceptable to us, and we assumed that it would happen. But February 28th came and went past. The NBA had contacted them before that and said that if you're going to close on February 28th, you've got to get us documentation, list of investors, and et cetera. They never did that, so February 28th came. So then they said they would they could extend it for 90 days. So they said, well, instead of February, we'll do March 27th. So, again, we expected it all to happen on March 27th. But, again, time went on. We wrote to them and said we're waiting for documentation for the closing and stuff. We heard that that they were having trouble raising the money and et cetera, et cetera. But then the 27th came, and they never closed and did anything. And the agreement that we have with them says, that if they don't have it done by then, that our commitment to them and their commitment to us is void. So we just called that and said that the time has passed. They haven't been able to get it done. And so we just said we'll go on the way we have been. And that is that those two, along with other people, are my limited partners. And I'll be the controlling interest, as I've always been. And we'll just continue that way.
When earlier this month they announced they had another funding source, did you believe that they then closed their deal, that they had the money, and did you believe the transaction was going to be complete because of that announcement?
Well, they announced, not to us, but we heard that they said that they had the money raised, and we had no reason not to believe them. But I mean, we expected to get written application saying that the stock would be bought and stuff by that, but we never received that. But we heard indirectly that they had that, and there was no reason for us not to believe that. But as it turned out, it didn't work out.
Let me read you the statement to get you to react. I just read it, but I want to give you one more chance to hear it and our audience to hear it. This is what Mark Lori and Alex Rodriguez put out after your announcement that the window has passed. We are disappointed with Glenn Taylor's public statement today. We have fulfilled our obligations, have all the necessary funding, and are fully committed to closing our purchase of the team as soon as the NBA completes its approval process. Glenn Taylor's statement is an unfortunate case of seller's remorse that is short-sighted and disruptive to the team and the fans during a historic winning season. When you hear that, when you first heard that hours ago, what was your reaction?
No, I don't have any hard feelings or good feelings about it at all. I expect them to say something like that. It's strictly a business deal. You know, they set the dates, and they didn't fulfill the dates that they said they were going to have the information done. They're the ones that set March 27th, and we expect them to fulfill that. And if they don't do it, we already moved it once from February to March, so it isn't that we weren't flexible. We were. But I have an obligation to my other stockholders and people, too, that that we follow our commitments.
When they directly say to you, this is you, they're accusing you of seller's remorse, what's your reaction to that particular accusation?
Well, I don't think I have seller's remorse. I just think that right now things are going well. We allowed them to come in and purchase at a very competitive price, so they'll financially come well, do well. I have other limiteds. This allow my other limiteds to get a better return on their investment. So I don't think it's that. I think it's just business, and I think it'll help everybody all along. I think that things are going well at the Timberwolves office. This allows all the employees that are there that have worked for me for all these years, knowing that they have security in their jobs, and I think that's important to me.
Glenn, if they, either directly to you or their attorneys, would have reached out to you in the days before the March 27th deadline and said, we have the funding, but according to you, we don't have all the paperwork. If they would have asked you for another extension, would you have granted that to them?
Well, it's more complicated than that. I don't know the answer to your question. Certainly we would have considered it.
If they approach you today, if Mark Lori or Alex Rodriguez calls you and said, we still want to complete this transaction, we want to get this done, are you willing to listen to them still?
We'll listen to them, but I doubt if we'll be successful in reviving it.
How come?
Because I think the way we're going and the way we're running the team now and the people we have in place and everything, it's going very well, and I don't want to disrupt it.
Glenn Taylor's with us. Just a couple more minutes, and we'll let him go. Do you think, is there any frustration on your end that when you made this decision to start, that Mark and Alex did not live up to the financial commitment that they provided you with and told you they had when you first announced 3 years ago this sale process was going to take place?
Well, let me be very kind of vague on that. There's a problem in that area, but I don't want to get into specifics exactly, but that potentially caused us some problems.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think a lot of us from afar, Glenn, look at this and hear what you're saying and then read these statements from Mark Lori and Alex Rodriguez and believe we're headed to some level of litigation. Do you think we're headed that way?
Well, I hope not, but I just think as a business person that I know that that's always open to a possibilities, and we're prepared for that. We always have to assume all the good things and bad things that can happen. I think some things have happened, you know, that we had anticipated. You know, Mark got involved with his company, and he needed to spend all this time, and he stopped communicating with me over all this last year. And, you know, and I know why. I mean, he had a business he had to run and stuff like that. So things changed on their part, too, you know, as to how much they could be involved and take care of the team. In the meantime, instead of really getting involved in the team, they allowed me to continue to run it as I've always run it, and I was glad to do so. And it has worked well with them being limited and my being the controlling interest. It's working well, so I don't know why they wouldn't want to keep it that way, because I think that way they'll get the best return on their investment.
When is the last time that you and Mark communicated? And do you believe the lack of communication was just tied to his involvement in businesses, or was it in any way tied to this transaction?
No, and probably in the last year, the only times that I've talked to Mark is he's come to some games, and whenever he or Alex has come to the game, I always make it a point of saying hi to all them, but we never talked about the basketball stuff. It was more a social thing. He had other friends around him and stuff like that. I just would say, you know, help him, you know, how's your family and how's things going and stuff like that.
So was there any hostility in any way?
Never. I never had any with him. It's always been actually, I think, you know, both guys, especially Alex, is kind of a hugger like I am. And I think we always kind of patted each other in the back and stuff like that there. Mark is more, let's say, serious than the other two of us and stuff like that. But it was always friendly.
This was a sale for an extraordinary amount of money, $1.5 billion. But you know better than me, this team, because of the team's success, the sale of other teams, television contract is up, that this team might be worth double that. Did that play any part in your decision today?
Well, partly so, because this payment that would have been made this time doesn't go to me so much. It goes to all my limited partners that have been with me for 40 years. So it's, you know, it's how much they get. And And so I have a responsibility to them that if I have an agreement with a third party to sell the thing and then things get changed, I have a responsibility to my limited to get the best deal that I can for them. So it isn't money that's going into my pocket so much. It's money that will be going into there for their investment that they made on the team. So I have responsibility to more than just Mark and Alex. I have a responsibility to those who have been on this ride for the last 40 years.
Do you have any desire now to look for other potential majority owners, or is that put off to the side?
Well, I would say that I'm going to stand by that the team is not for sale, but you know, there's always people that show interest and stuff like this here. But at this point in time, I think I'm going to concentrate on that I'm the controlling interest and keep that. And if there's some limiteds that still want to sell their partnership, I will help them find other owners who may want to come in.
But you believe the majority owners will not be Mark Lorre and Alex Rodriguez?
I don't think so. I think we've passed that, Mark.
I appreciate it, Glenn. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're very welcome.
Glenn Taylor on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.